The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
Good morning, Mitch. How are you going?
Good. How are you? You could do a whole segment on misheard lyrics.
Of course, couldn't you? Yes. And I love that guy that makes the lyrics up himself and makes you listen to the song and it looks like they're saying what he says. I love that.
There's actually a whole website, I think, somewhere devoted to people just submitting misheard lyrics.
I know.
It's a database of songs.
I have some rippers myself. But anyway, so what's up today? What are you doing?
We've got Councillor Jim Mason coming into the studio from the City of Greater Geelong. I saw him at the G21 Stakeholder Forum and he was keen to come on the program, so we're always happy to make room for a councillor to come in. He's a representative of Bellarine Ward, so we'll find out what's happening down there. Also, Toby Hagen, our motoring correspondent, will be on the line live from Europe.
Ooh.
Talking about some of the latest developments, including the number of new vehicle sales has gone backwards for, I think, 17 months in a row.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a tough time out there for the auto industry. And I just wonder if that might be a sign of things to come. Because I think if people are doing it tough, I think one of the first things you'd cut back on would be buying new cars. So
Absolutely. You
wonder if there's some maybe shockwaves coming for other industries as well based on some of those figures. So it's quite an interesting discussion. Also, Simon Ramsay will be on the program, former Member of Parliament for Western Victoria. Beverly MacArthur will be on the program, Upper House
Busy
Representative
day.
For Western Victoria. Yes. And unfortunately, we have to talk sport.
I know. That's a bit sad.
It is a bit sad.
We won't be here next week, we better say, because we're actually away on a girls' weekend.
Where are you going?
We're going to Daylesford.
Oh, well, not far, just up the road then.
Yes, that's right. So there's a few of us going to have a nice little break.
Chill out.
So you won't see us and we won't see your smiling face.
I'm sure you'll manage.
Just, Mitch.
Daylesford's nice at this time of year.
It's
spring
good.
Spring coming through.
I hope so, because, man, it was a bit chilly this morning, Mitch.
You're going to go into the hot springs?
Maybe.
I reckon, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Somewhere, either a hot springs or a hot pub.
You can do both.
Or just chill. I might just sleep the whole time, but...
No, you're not allowed to just sleep. So, as far as football goes, you were disappointed?
Well, I mean, it goes without saying, doesn't it? We'll try and pick through the results, but some controversy about the decision by Chris Scott to make that very late change and get rid of Reece Stanley. So I wonder what our panel will think of that this morning.
Yes, they're saying they only lost because of Chris lost that game.
I mean, it was, I suppose... It was only 10 points in the end, but at some stages in
the
game, the commentator, I was watching it on the TV, which I don't normally watch it on TV, normally I'm there. The commentators are on the verge of writing them off so many times. But I was really fascinated to watch parts of the TV coverage that you just don't see when you're at the game.
Absolutely.
The drone footage of the MCG was great, but also things like the Roaming Brian segment at the end, which... I knew existed, but I hadn't really watched it a great deal because I, as I said, I'm normally
You're
at the
normally
game.
You're normally at the game.
It's a funny segment. I don't know
why
they
persisted.
Well, you
better jump back in your studio so you are ready.
Thank you very much.
Have a good morning and have a great week.
Likewise, and we'll catch up in a fortnight.
Thanks, Mitch.
The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.